Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Time for a Jock Doc Wednesday, Nebraska Orthopedic Center. Dr. Brandon Seifert with us. And Dr. Brandon, let's talk a little baseball. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, fellas. Absolutely, let's talk some baseball. I can't believe it's upon us already.
It is. And how many baseball fractured rib injuries have you heard or seen in your time?
You know, fortunately, pretty rare having the fractures, but obviously you think about all the stuff they do. It's pretty easy to have collisions on the field and you're running into another player. Pretty easy to have a collision with the catcher. Obviously, the big thing you think about, you know, taking a baseball shot to the ribs, whether you're a hitter or out in the field. So, you know, it's surprising it doesn't happen more often than it does.
I was going to say the same thing, Dr. Brandon, because I know pitchers will say they don't target hitters, but whenever they do, where they typically aim, right between the numbers where you turn the back and get him in the ribs, you would think it'd be an injury you see more in baseball, but we got Cody Bellinger on the injured list with fractured ribs, and it wasn't from that at all. It was from crashing into a wall.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, kind of that the concept there is, you know, either A, that direct impact into something, you know, stationary object, a wall, another player is part of it. The other thing, too, is you think about just kind of in general the ribs and kind of the shape and the anatomy of those, it's kind of like an accordion. So, of course, your ribs, your chest walls are to protect your internal organs, but that also does kind of function in the way, kind of like an accordion, kind of allow you to kind of flex one way or the other with the rotation piece, the flexion bending piece. And as you do that, you know, there's this kind of soft structure that's in between those ribs, you know, called cartilage. And so pretty easy as you kind of flex one way to stretch it on one side. If you kind of rotate, you know, vigorously, obviously you can stretch it in that direction. Or ultimately get to that kind of next level where, you know, you have such a high impact that you have a fracture of the ribs.
We have a fracture we're talking about with Bellinger. And tell me about the healing process with it, how you get healed. I know rest and don't touch. I get all that. But as we talk a little bit here, timeline on return to play, and then just can you tweak this thing as well? I mean, I just think Bellinger, I mean, he was on a 8-game hitting streak, had 5 home runs this time of year, and I know how good he is with the bat. And just, you know, when you're swinging a bat, your ribs are involved just on that follow through.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. So, you know, from all that perspective, you know, first we kind of talked about just the diagnosis itself. You know, originally had some x-rays taken that were normal, and that's pretty common. It's hard to see, you know, rib fractures, especially ones that are not displaced on x-rays. And so sometimes they'll go to that next level if you're having that much pain. Obviously, at the professional level, they order way too many imaging scans, but he gets a CT scan is likely what they saw. And on the CT, they actually saw a rib fracture. I'm guessing it was a CT that would usually be the next step. Being that it's major leagues, they may have MRI'd him as well. But at any rate, they found the fracture. And so, you know, from a pain perspective, yes, these are quite painful. And really the big thing is just think about the function of these. So it's hard to get comfortable when you have one of these in terms of sleeping, sitting. All positions tend to irritate that area. And the biggest thing you think about is, you know, your ribs are involved when you expand your chest when you breathe. So every time you breathe, you're going to have issues there. If you cough or sneeze, it's pretty miserable, especially early on. Other, you know, muscular structures attached to that. So you can think about kind of the front side of your abdomen. Some of those abdominal muscles come up and attach onto the chest wall. And obviously, as you're, you know, rotating at the waist or, you know, flexing or moving to the side, you're going to irritate that. And then the same thing goes, like what we talked about, like oblique strains. Those big oblique muscles attach onto the outside. So as a throwing athlete, you're going to feel that even as you're swinging a baseball bat, you're going to feel it as you swing through and just stretch that whole area. So pretty easy with everything they're doing athletically, especially baseball, it's easy to kind of re-irritate. You talked about retweaking that area. Absolutely. So, you know, timetable on these is pretty variable. You know, he could get back as soon as, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, maybe sooner if he really wants to push it. But typically with these, it might be more like 4 to 6 weeks before he starts to feel like he's a little bit back in stride. But honestly, this probably is going to hurt for, 3 to 6 months. Maybe just at an achy level, but it will be there. You'll notice it until it finally heals.
Dr. Brandon, this is one of those injuries, too, that you really can't accelerate, correct? I mean, you can't accelerate through. There's really not a rehab process, is there?
No, it's really more time. Obviously, you can do some local anti-inflammatory things, whether it be some ultrasound, some kind of gentle soft tissue mobilization, some stem, those kind of things. You could try some of the more experimental things in the area, such as like the PRP. We talked about that before, PRP stem cells, to see if you can't maybe speed up healing symptoms to the area. You could obviously go to the extreme portion of doing basically local anesthetic to the area, like some lidocaine and numbing shots before games or big workouts, and kind of help at least for a short amount of time. And obviously that comes roaring back when the numbing stuff wears off, which in this scenario is not a great scenario to utilize that so early in the season. That'd be more something to think about doing if it's, World Series time or, big playoff series.
Is there anything protective-wise that Cody can wear whenever he steps in the box? You think about the quarterbacks that wear the flak jackets in football to kind of protect that lower rib cage. Is there anything like that that Cody Bellinger can wear in order to protect himself whenever he does get back on the field?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable option. Those are they do have some lower profile ones that are out there that you could utilize with baseball activities, and he might consider doing that initially with hitting just so he doesn't take a ball off that area. But they do restrict some of that, basically kind of hip rotation, waist rotation portion of it. It can be somewhat restricted for that. So that'll be kind of the balance for him, trying to figure out, can I wear some type of protection but still able to generate the velocity and that rotation I need to have the swing that I'm anticipating.
Dr. Brandon, you mentioned a little bit earlier, we're expecting to get some more news from the Cubs here in the coming days. You said that based on the fact that the initial x-ray didn't show a broken rib, you didn't think it was displaced. Tell me, with this fracture, what is the difference in the recovery process if it's displaced versus if it isn't displaced? How big of a difference is that for Bellinger here?
Yeah, and so, from my perspective, as that displacement piece changes, so if you think about the further a fracture goes from just sitting in the spot where it's supposed to be to being kind of way out of alignment, if you will, typically it's going to take a higher level force, a higher level trauma to get that to a point where it displaces more. That's typically how that works, law of Newton's physics there, most of the time. And so as you think about that, the further displaced that is, the more it kind of stretches, the more those other surrounding tissues are traumatized by that. And that just indicates kind of a longer, recovery course. Again, it's more kind of an indicator of trauma. Obviously, if you get hit just right, you can have a pretty isolated injury there. The more non-displaced it is, less displaced that it is, usually the less the force, the less the surrounding tissue trauma or damage there is, less peripheral damage, and they tend to recover faster. Even though, again, any type of kind of rib injury, even if it's a single kind of rib fracture, these just are painful and annoying for a while if you've had one.
Well, just watching the video, Dr. Brandon Seifert with us at Jock Doc Wednesday. Cody Bellinger was drifting back, kind of fumbled the ball, and then just at a short distance crashed into the brick within the ivy, the unfriendly confines, and it just hit. Must have just been that perfect or imperfect hit that did him in. Time for padding and Wrigley, yes or no?
That's right. Hard to take away those old traditions.
Dr. Brandon Wool.
I say just expand the warning track a little bit. Well, give him a little more time to be like, the brick's right there.
This is what I can do. Toe smashed like we out of the Dodger Stadium.
No, no kidding. Dr. Brandon, we'll check in again soon. Thanks for the time today.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Good to hear from Dr. Brandon Seifert, Nebraska Orthopedic Center. Some thoughts, final thoughts from us as we gear up for a roadshow Thursday at the Single Barrel with Hale Varsity.